I close my eyes, drew back the curtain to see for certain what I thought I knew. Far, far away, someone was weeping, but the world was sleeping. Any dream will do. I wore my coat with golden lining, bright colors shining, wonderful.
Thank you to our wonderful musical team. And thank you all for joining us this morning and sharing your Sunday morning with us. And thank you also to those that are live streaming today. We can't do any of this without all of you. Praise God. So we have some announcements today. Between 1:30 and 4:30 today, Reverend Cher McNeil and Ann Bover will be facilitating a wonderful visioning workshop, which uses the visioning process developed by Dr. Michael Beckwith of Agape, using affirmation and visualization to keep your dreams alive and to develop an ongoing practice of visioning in your life. And then I'd like to call your attention to your insert in your bulletin. The first thing I'd like to talk about is First Wednesdays. At Unity, we are going to be experiencing a new adventure. First Wednesdays. Come the first Wednesday of every month, beginning February 1st, and the church will provide a small meal for everybody. Don't have to bring anything. And then each month we will have a different activity, a family fun activity, each month from 6 to 8 p.m., all ages. First Wednesdays on February 1st, we will be having a talent show for all ages. We all have some hidden talent. Yeah. More information to come. Check the Garden Court website, Peak of the Week, and your bulletin, which is yours to keep. And still one more week to join Absolute Abundance class held on Tuesdays from 7 to 9. Join Reverend Patty in this new prosperity class and expand your awareness of the prosperity all around us every second of every day. Yes. And I have not had a shameless plug for a while. So, that being said, Unity 101 is going to be starting on Wednesday evenings, starting this week. This, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, is a Sam Frantastic class. And it's also optional for, or available for an SCE elective class. And it's founded by our no less glorious Reverend Pat. It is a great class. And whether you're a beginner or an advanced truth student, this is a great class to explore and experiment with our our unity principles, and probe for a deeper meaning of our spirituality in our lives. We will also talk about God, Jesus, affirmative prayer, meditation, and so much more. This is going to be great. Okay, I'm done. Now, the ministers group begins this Thursday, January 12th, 10:30 in the morning, Reverend Pat, discussing Joel Goldsmith's amazing book, The Art of Meditation. That's a great book. And this Saturday, the 14th, from 1 to 6 p.m., the movie Race, The Power of an Illusion. This is an acclaimed PBS documentary on improving areas involving race that we all want to see happen in our lives today. So check it out this Saturday. Also beginning next Sunday after each service, there will be prayer chaplain information sessions on January 15th and the 22nd. These information sessions are for those desiring to become a prayer chaplain and answer any of your questions about that. So praise God. There are so many, many, many amazing classes and events going on here at Unity Minneapolis. So if you have any specific questions, check your bulletin, again, yours to take home, Garden Court, Peak of the Week, and our website. And if you have a cell phone or electronic device, before you silence them, if you feel called to do so, check in on Facebook. Let them know where you are and let them know they too are welcome here, wherever they are in their journey. Thank you. So let's begin our service with prayer. Let's take a moment and just breathe in. Breathe in that presence that we know is Spirit, Spirit within. And we thank you, Spirit. We thank you for this day, for our spiritual community, and for all its congregants, volunteers, staff, everything. Spirit, we thank you for your love, wisdom, strength, everything that is at our access every second of every day. And for your unconditional love. And so it is. And so we let it be. Amen. Let's celebrate this glorious Minnesota Day. Woohoo! Thank you, God. And we begin our service affirming together our core values, vision, and mission statements found in your bulletin. Let's start with our core values. We are loving, transforming, welcoming, spirit-filled, prosperous, and joyful. And our vision, centered in spirit, we celebrate a world transformed by love, peace, and compassion. And our mission, we are a vibrant, inclusive, prosperous spiritual community, inspiring and empowering full expression of the divine within through prayer, education, and service. And I invite our on-duty prayer chaplains to please stand. These individuals arrived early today to hold sacred space for us and are here to support us in prayer for any celebrations, joys, or concerns you'd like to pray about. They will listen with the ears of their heart and hold it in the strictest of confidence. So please seek them out. I assure you it'll be a blessing for them as well as for you. So let's stand for our opening song, Amazing Things. The words are hold it in the strict.
Always good to have you here, Jennifer Parker. It's great to have you here. Laurie's on a well-deserved day off. Unity is that positive path for spiritual living, and we do offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, and prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do here is to welcome our guests. I believe, welcoming is one of our core values, and I believe that it lives in our culture. So, my dear friends, if you're with us for the first, second, or third time, we invite you to allow us to honor your presence here today. Just take your courage in your hand. We're going to do nothing drastic. Take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. First, second, third time guests. We've got guests here. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. That packet of information that you're receiving tells you a lot about Unity Minneapolis. It also has a welcoming CD in that packet. There's a pink card enclosed as well, and if you choose to fill out any part of that card, turn that into our book desk, then we have a gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you a very personal welcome. We also welcome those that are streaming with us today as well. All of this is important, and yet one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this, and that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you are welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. I also want to give a special welcome to those people that I have not seen this year. So thank you very much for being here. Let's applaud these marvelous guests, okay? And of course, we enjoy greeting each other. We do it with a handshake, we do it with a hug, we do it with a smile, we do it with namaste. Most of us just pick one, but let's do that right now, okay? John, you're the man.
Thank you.
So this is a stand-up song. This is a stand-up song because I know that you'll want to kind of sway and dance to this song, okay? Because many of you know this. Let's sing it together. Any dream will do.
You had a preview of this song earlier, so hopefully you're paying attention if you don't know it. If you do know it and you know the little call and response part or the ah part, do that. That's my favorite part. Okay, here we go.
Now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of Surely the Presence. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you're invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they're forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is prosperity. My positive thoughts attract abundant blessings. Behind every physical in the world, everything physical in the world, lies the unseen substance of spirit. Although material things come and go, the flow of God's abundance can never run out. If appearances seem to indicate lack in my life, I remind myself that God is the unseen source and substance of everything that exists. And make a conscious effort to appreciate what I have. By creating these positive thoughts of gratitude, I will attract abundant blessings in return. These thoughts lift my consciousness to a higher ground. From there, I place myself in the flow of abundance by giving or tithing from my prosperity consciousness. I have faith in God as my ultimate source, knowing that my positive thoughts attract abundant blessings. And the scripture tells us, "See if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you an overflowing blessing." Malachi 3:10. The word for today is prosperity.
Place.
can feel the mighty power and grace. There's a holy hush around us. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God is in this place.
Let us take some time to spend in the secret place of the Most High. The secret place of the Most High, where all our dreams can take form in mind. We know when we keep God first in our lives, all of our dreams will follow. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. When our spiritual awareness changes and we keep God first, all our dreams come true. All our hopes and dreams come true when we do as Jesus, our way shower, our brother, taught us to do in Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom and righteousness of God, and all these things will be added unto you. All our hopes and dreams are given unto us when we keep spirit within first in our hearts, thoughts, words, and deeds. The path is simple. Jesus taught us. Ask, seek, and find, and all things will be added unto you. And now, let us take a few moments in that secret place and rest. Let us rest and know all things will be added unto us as we keep spirit first in all we do. And now we rest. Now, as we return to this space in time, we know our truth, that we need not fear anything, but know it is Spirit's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Luke 12:32. And so it is, and so we let it be. Amen. Thank you.
Let me run through a field in the night. Let me lift from the ground till my soul is in flight. Let me sway like the shade of a tree. Let me swirl like a cloud in a storm on the sea. Wish me on my way through the dawning day. I wanna flow, wanna rise, wanna spill, wanna grow in a grove on the side of a hill. I don't care if the train runs late, if the checks don't clear, if the house blows down, 'cause I'll be off where the weeds run wild, where the seeds fall far from this earth on town. And I'll start to soar. Watch me rain till I pour. I'll catch a ship that'll sail me straight. I'll just have to obey till I'm flying away. In a burst for the sky. I'll just roll. Let me lose all control. I want to float like a wish in a well, free as the sound of the sea in a shell. Now I don't know, but maybe I'm just a fool. I should keep to the ground, I should stay where I'm at. Now maybe everyone has hunger like this, and the hunger will pass, but I can't think like that. All I know is somewhere through a clear a flickering of sunlight on a river long and wide, and I have such a river inside. Oh, let me run through a field in the night. Let me lift from the ground till my soul is in flight. Let me sway like the shade of a tree. Let me swirl like a cloud in a storm on the sea. Wish me on my way through the dawning day. I want to flow, want to rise, want to spill. I want to grow on the side of a hill. I want to shift like a wave rolling on. I want to drift from this path I've been traveling upon before I am
little boy was overheard saying, "Lord, if you can't make me better, don't worry about it. I'm having a real good time as I am." Juana's Sunday school teacher asked the little girl, "Why do you have to be quiet in church?" She says, "You have to be quiet in church because you might wake up people." So, needless to say. Last week, thank you. Thank you very much. I think next time we'll just do the rum roll. Last week, we had our white stone ceremony where each person was given a white stone and then allowed Spirit to reveal to them what name they would work with for the year. And then my assignment to you last week was to take that name and then also take time to sit down and to allow the goals, to allow those things that you want to manifest in your life this year, to allow it to come through you, to let Spirit reveal that to you, and then to also use that name in how, with your goals as well, and what, how does that play in to those goals in your life? Did all of you get a chance to do that? Thank you very much. Okay, so, you know, each and every time we begin a new year, it's really just an invisible line. But there's something about that line that in time that makes us pause and perhaps look at our life, and perhaps there's some discontent that comes up about your life. Can anyone relate to that? Yes, okay. Maybe a discontent that comes up to your life, maybe something around relationships or money or health or these different things and different creative expression in your work. Look at these things and say, what is really I'm discontented with? And I like to call that just not discontent, but I like to call that divine discontent. Divine discontent, because often that is where Spirit begins with a divine discontent in our own life. And so I think it's important for us to take the time to know that this divine discontent is there for a purpose. It's there for a purpose for us to do something with it. Spirit has revealed it to us, and we have that opportunity to do something with that. Didn't you love the song, "Any Dream Will Do"? Yes, well, you know, when I was, I saw the musical in 1980s, early 80s. I must tell you, Donny Osmond and I were much younger at the time, much younger. But that is just filled with metaphysical meanings as well. I want to share with you something that was powerful in the prologue of that particular song. It was, "Some folks dream of wonders they'll do before their time on this planet is through. Some just don't have anything planned. They hide their hopes and their head in the sand." Now, I don't say which is right or wrong. I do, too. It's wrong, okay? It's wrong. And so I know that no one here has their head hidden in the sand. Also, part of that prologue is, "But if you think it, want it, dream it, then it's real. You are what you feel."
Yeah.
Yes, I appreciate that, young man. I appreciate that. You are indeed what you feel. This divine discontent, as I said, has been placed in our life for a reason. It is a reason for us to look at the desires that we have in our life. What desires are coming up for you in 2017? You have dreams for 2017, right?
Right.
Thank goodness, because you certainly want to just be going out to an airport this afternoon and jump in a plane and say, "Oh, just take me somewhere." You want direction for your life. And what happens is when these things are placed in our heart, these dreams, these visions are placed in our heart, then they're there for a purpose. They're there to give us focus, and they're there to give us direction in our life. Desires are good, right? Desires are good. In fact, Emily Cady, in Lessons in Truth, she's very clear. Emily Cady is one of our metaphysicians, and our Lessons in Truth is one of our standard textbooks here. She says, "Asking springs from desire to possess some good. What is desire? Desire in the heart is always God tapping at the door of your consciousness with God's infinite supply, a supply that is forever useless unless there be a demand for it. Ask as Reverend Jeanette said in her meditation. She goes on to say that is the thing you desire is not only for you, but has already been started toward you out of the heart of God. And it is the first approach of the thing itself striking you that makes you desire it or even think of it at all. Is that not powerful? That says that these desires that are coming from the heart, our heart, from within us, just because we desire it, has already begun to move towards us in our life. I want to share with you also what Eric Butterworth says. He says, the promise of practical metaphysics is that you can have anything you desire. But this is true only because you cannot really desire anything that is not already a part of the divine desire within you seeking to express through you. The thing that you desire is already within you. It is expressing. It wants to express through you. You want to be God in expression. God is wanting to express through you those things you desire. And Butterworth goes on to say, you can't really desire unless it's already part of you. This is desiring on a heavenly level. Live your dream. And any dream will do. It does. These dreams, it doesn't matter whether you are saint or sinner. The same law applies to each. The law is the law. And just remember that if you don't have a dream, you will be living someone else's dream in 2017. I can assure you, you'll be stepping into someone else's dream because I can assure you people have got plans for you. T.E. Lawrence of Arabia says, all men dream, but not equally. Those who dream by night in the dusty recesses of their minds awake to the day to find it was all vanity. But the dreamers of the day are dangerous men, for the many act out their dreams with open eyes to make it possible. I don't believe in any way is he discounting the dreams that we have at night. And I believe that those dreams are important, and it's often that God speaks through our dreams. But J.M. Power says the best way to make your dreams come true is to wake up. Wake up and make your dreams come true. There's a formula that I was taught early on in my stepping into this teaching back in the 80s, and the formula still exists and works for me today. And that formula is very simple. That formula is C plus B equals A. C plus B equals A. Let me leave it hanging out there, okay? Let me just leave it hanging out there. First of all, those things, the C stands for conceiving. Those things that we can conceive in our mind and believe in our heart, we can achieve. That first thing is to have conceive it and to have clarity on what you want to accomplish or what you want to do. And it is absolutely necessary that you love it. And it's absolutely necessary that this dream comes from within. It comes from within you. And be sure also that what you're conceiving in your mind of the heart and the mind, be also clear that it's your dream, not your spouse's dream, your mother, your father's dream, or your children's dream. And it's absolutely imperative that you love this dream. Everything, I believe, in this universe is created twice. First, it is created in mind. We have to see it in mind first. The chair, the pews you're on, were created twice. Twice. The automobile you drive, created twice. This sanctuary, created twice. So it's important, my friends, to be clear about it first in your mind. And clarity about it means that you can smell it. You can taste it. You can feel it as if it was already present in your life, Because you see, the mind does not know the difference between imagination and what is real. What is real? In fact, the law and the promise, in a chapter by, the book is by Neville, the law and the promise in a chapter called Imagining Creates Reality. That's the power of imagination. We have this gift within us that we forget so often that we have. Charles Fillmore said it is one of the most powerful gifts that is within us. Every says, if you want, if you would enter into the image in your imagination, then would you know what it is to be creatively transformative? Then would you realize your wish? And then you would be happy? Every image can be embodied. But unless you yourself enter the image, think from it, it is incapable of birth. Therefore, it is the height of folly to expect the wish to be realized by the mere passage of time. So you see, my friends, when we have our dreams, and I encourage people to write them down. When we have our dreams, we spend time with reading them and feeling them and stepping into it. We conceive it in our mind, but also in the mind of the heart as well. It has to begin with a conception. It has to begin with imagination. The second thing is we must believe it. We must believe it in our heart. Of course, belief is another name for faith. Belief is another name for faith. Charles Fillmore would say, faith is the conceiving power of mind linked with the power to shape substance. That power of the mind linked with the power to shape substance, to bring the invisible into visibility. Faith is believing what is unbelievable. Faith is believing what is unbelievable. Oh. And you cannot commit yourself to believe these things unless you truly have allowed it to come through you and truly love it. Love it. If you believe you can, if you believe it can happen, then the steps will be revealed to you. We have to look beyond the facts. I was here early this morning, as I often am here early on Sunday morning. And Reverend Jeanette and I were talking about the lesson. And she says, oh, that's like when someone told me I would never walk again. I could immediately see myself walking. I didn't go there. I saw myself walking. Someone says you have something that's incurable. Don't go there. Believe it, see it, that it is curable, that you are whole, and that you are well, and you are free, and I can assure you that half of you in this sanctuary has demonstrated that in your life, in your health. We, my dear friends, when we believe in our heart, it is because God has placed it in our hearts, and we must look beyond facts. We don't let facts get in the way of our good. We will also demonstrate to the degree of our faith and our belief. So C plus B equals A. That means you achieve it. What does that mean? I believe that it means that we must change our consciousness, we must change our minds, and we must keep it changed. How many of us have accomplished something in our life that we wanted to accomplish and suddenly let that new consciousness that it took to accomplish that in our life just kind of seep out of the bathtub? And as we do, then we go back to the old way of being. So it's important, if we are going to achieve it and maintain it in our life, that we have to, my dear friends, change our mind and keep it changed. We must change our thinking and keep it changed. Achieving it means that once we have conceived it, we have believed it, we get up and we go about our business. We go about doing what God has called us to do each and every day. And then also, I believe that once the demonstration is made in our life, we want to be careful on who we share it with. We want to be careful on who it shares with or why, but more important than that, we want to be careful. Why do we have the need to share it? So many of us share it from where? Ego. So many of us share it from those places of, look what I have accomplished in my life. And if you would just do this. No. Our life speaks for itself. As the Quakers would say, we pray and we move our feet. So what happens when the demonstration is done? Life does not come to an end. Life does not come to an end, but life is ongoing. So as that demonstration, as we allow that demonstration to make us, then we step into the next goal, we step into the next desire and allow that to happen in our life. You may be thinking, wow, Reverend Pat, you know, is unity just about demonstrating? No, it's not. It's not just about demonstrating in our life. But I believe it's absolutely imperative that we know how to manifest things in our life that God has placed in our heart. It's important that we do that. It's important so that when we are experiencing lack and limitation, there's a process for us to use in order to change our life. It's important for me as a spiritual leader here, when people are experiencing challenges in their life, it's important for me to be sure that I have an understanding of how this manifests and how this is demonstrated and share my experiences of how I have used it in my own life. Yes, I think we get to the point in our journey where what we want to know is just to know the divine presence. And I think that's a process in getting there. And I think too often in this teaching, we are critical of people that want to demonstrate things in their life. We know that things do not bring us lasting happiness. It is the qualities of God, the qualities in our heart, that brings us lasting happiness. We can learn many things from the story of Joseph. I'm not going to read the story. Obviously, it's in Genesis, beginning in the 37th chapter. It's an amazing read. If you've never read it, it's better than any novel you've ever read. It's sex, drugs, and rock and roll all over. You want to read the story of Joseph and what we can learn from Joseph. One of the things I have learned is to be patient with my dreams. Joseph had the dream at 17 years of age. It took him 23 years for this dream to manifest. And for those of you that are sitting out there going, 23 years? I won't even be around in 23 years. I believe with all my heart that as long as we're in this expression of life, there's something for us to do. God has put something on my heart and on your heart to do. And no one else can do it the way you can do it. For you are a unique, unrepeatable expression of God. Mary Morrissey, one of my teachers, she says, these are five essential questions to test your dream. Does the dream enliven you? When you think of your dream, do you love it? Does it excite you? Does it make you want to move your feet? Does it want to make you move in the direction of the dream? And does your dream align with your core values? I talked about that last week. My goals, my dreams have to align with my core values. Third thing she says is, do I need help from a higher source to make this dream come true? And I love it. She says, if you know how it's going to happen, if you know how it's going to come true, your dream is not big enough. You know that you will need the help of the divine within you. Then your dream is big enough. And then, will this dream require me to grow into more of my true self? When that dream manifests in my life, have I grown? Am I a different person? Do I have a different consciousness? She says, and then the last one is, will this dream bless others? It is imperative that the dream bless others. That's the test. So do you have a dream for 2017?
Yeah.
Let's try it again. Any dream will do, okay? Do you have a dream in 2017?
Yes.
Yes. If not, I encourage you to allow Spirit to work through you, a vision to come through you, and then to step into that vision and live from that vision. In a 12-step program, we'd say we fake it till we make it. We live from that vision. And remember, my dear friends, if you don't have a dream, you will live someone else's dream. I love you, I bless you, and I behold the living presence and honor the dream that God has placed in your heart. And so it is. Amen. Yeah. I love you, I bless you.
Find your pot of gold. Ever catch a falling star? And tell me how high did you soar? Ever felt like you were dreaming just to find that you're awake and the magic that surrounds you can lift you up and guide you on your way? I can see it in the stars across the sky. Dreamt 100,000 dreams before, now I finally realize. See, I waited all my life for this moment to arrive. And finally, I believe. never was that far. Oh no, 'cause heaven knows your existence and wants you to be everything you are. Oh, well, there's a time for every soul to fly. It's in the eyes of every child. It's the hope that love can save the world. No, we should never let it go. I can see it in the stars across the sky. Dreamt 100,000 dreams before, and now I finally realize. You see, I waited all my life for this moment to arrive. And finally, oh yeah, I believe in the impossible. If I reach deep within my heart, overcome any obstacle, won't let this dream just fall.
I'm not familiar with the song. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
The song is sung by Fantasia.
Fantasia? I have no idea who Fantasia. American Idol Classic. That's probably exactly why I don't know it. Thank you so much, Rachel. But Rachel, it was perfect for the lesson. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much. I'm going to invite our ushers to come forth as we prepare to receive our tithes and our gifts and our offerings. And we invite you to make a gift to Unity Minneapolis this morning. Also, those that are streaming with us today, we also invite you to make a gift to Unity Minneapolis. You can do that on our secured website. So let us take our gift in our hand. If you're giving it with someone, truly hold it together, bless it together. You have the power to bless. So let us go within again and connect with that divine presence within. And so today we know that presence as source, as source of all good in our life. I will affirm our offertory blessing, then ask you to affirm it with me, and then silently. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am, and silently. Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you. So let us take a moment as we bless these tithes and these gifts and these offerings. We bless the gifts that's been received in the mail this week. We bless those participating in our consistent giving program, our unexpected income program. We bless all of these gifts, and we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission of a transformed world. Thank you. Thank you, God. And so it is, and so we let it be. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful, fortunate you. This is the year your dreams come true. Next Sunday, we will continue with our dream theme, and we will be stepping into our dream. How do we step into it and embody the dream? Next Sunday, there, that breath had nothing to do with the children, okay? So I hear children out there. They're lovely. Let's bring them in, okay?
And Family Ministry, we are building a team of folks to help provide childcare on Sunday mornings, but also we want to expand an opportunity for parents to take classes, attend special meetings, etc. And this is a paid position. The more folks that we have serving on this team, taking care of our wee ones, the more flexibility we'll have. So if that sounds like something you'd like to be a part of, I have a job description. Don't be afraid by that, but you need to know what we're thinking. A job description and an application in the Garden Court, and I'd love to fill that team so we can expand what we offer to parents in 2017. And then lastly, we have a really cool event coming up that we're going to kick off. First Wednesdays, I'm really excited about this. It's for our Unity family, meaning all of us, all ages, and we will be having...
Mark your calendar for the first Wednesday in February. Be here, okay? The other thing is we'll be having dinner at 6 o'clock provided by the church so that it gives our parents the opportunity to come and not have to worry about dinner. Dinner from 6 to 6:45.
Exactly. And then every month we'll have a different activity. In February, we're kicking it off with our talent show. And I want to reassure everybody, we're not looking necessarily for Rachel talent for this talent show.
We love her.
I would love to see comedy and magic and all sorts of things that would be family-friendly, a poetry reading perhaps. Think about what your gift might be to share with our community and join us on February 1st.
You know what, another thing I'm excited about on that, Nancy, is often I will hear, oh, I go to the 8:15 service, I don't know you, you go to the 9:45 service, and I don't know you because you go to the 11:30 service, you know? But this is an opportunity for us all to come together, Friendship Hall, enjoy dinner, enjoy a fabulous evening here, family friendly, all are welcome, no cost whatsoever.
No reason not to be here, right?
Right, right. So let's appreciate that, okay? So how you doing?
Great.
Let's go home. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, and the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well, and speak to at least three people you do not know, and so it is.
Peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be with God as our Creator.
Used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quietly, agreed politely. Guess that I forgot I had a choice. Let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up, already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound, like thunder gonna shake your ground. Held me down, but I got up, get ready cause I had enough. I see it all, I see it now. High at the eye of the tiger, a fighter dancing through the fire. Cause I am a champion. You're gonna hear me roar louder, louder than a lion. Cause I am a champion. You're gonna hear me roar. You held me down, but I got up, already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound, like thunder gonna shake your ground. You held me down, but I